This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation. Patient name Gail Horton, G-A-I-L, middle initial L, last name H-O-R-T-O-N, date of birth 05-15-1945. Date of appointment February 3rd, 2025. Requesting physician Clara Schneidman, C-L-A-R-A-S-H-N-A-I-D-M-A-N. Dear Dr. Schneidman, I have the pleasure of seeing Gail Horton today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 79-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman who has a history of Parkinson's disease with dementia. She's taking Sinemet. She was also tried Aricept and Memantine. Her memory, her short-term memory is not good. Balance is bad. She uses walker for ambulation. She has shaking of the hand. Her writing is difficult. Writing is becoming tiny. She feeding herself is difficult. She has incontinence, using depends. She drag the right foot. She has a history of multiple falls. Past medical history, Parkinson's disease, dementia, diabetes mellitus. Past surgical history, cholecystectomy, heart stent. Allergy, lisinopril, medication, carbidopa, levodopa, levothyroxine, Zoloft, Trulicity, gabapentin, aspirin, glipizide, calcium, vitamin D, melatonin. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is widowed, lives with a daughter, have 10 children. Family history, mother deceased, father deceased. Mother was having heart problem and diabetes. Father was having heart problem, syringomyelia. Five sister, five brother. Review of the system. I personally read the journal, skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, vertigo, lightheadedness, confusion, memory loss, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, depression, anxiety, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 100 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft wall zone present, next supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is decreased on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronated drift, there is no rigidity, resting in action, tremor present, motor system examination is strength 5/5, deep tendon reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed presence of pain, prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet, assessment and plan, 79-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, Parkinson's disease. Number two, Alzheimer's disease. Number three, hearing loss on both sides. Number four, frequent fall. Next paragraph, at this time I would like to start rivastigmine 1.5 milligram PO 2 times daily. I would like to continue the cenamet. I would like to see her back in my office in about 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.